I'm sure you've all heard about how strange Japan is. There's always stories of people in costumes, suicide forests, and Japanese vending machines, of course. That was why I, a lover of all things bizarre, decided to check out this anomaly of a place and see if it lived up to the hype. We traveled to Akihabara, or Electric Town, because we heard it was a place for people who love weird technology. And believe me, it's that in spades. Sensory overload is really the only way I can put it. Storefronts are covered all the way up the walls with different lit up ads, using ridiculous color palettes. There's these robots crawling across the floor inside of crazy little shops. It's seriously paradise for a nerd. We went into this traditional little Japanese steakhouse, one of the ones where you can cook your own steak, to kind of relax and settle down with a nice plate of beef katsu. That was when my girlfriend unfortunately started scrolling through Reddit. She came across this weird subreddit about Japanese vending machines, and all the bizarre things you can purchase inside them. She saw there were people talking about buying fully cooked pizzas, odd floral arrangements, and even live beetles. Then after a little while of scrolling, she came across a post that said, Japan's creepiest vending machine is located in an alley in Akihabara. And it was accompanied by a logo which was the outline of an emoji face, but with its eyes X'd out. It had been posted by a new Reddit user, with no info available, and included coordinates for us to locate it. So, out of morbid curiosity, we looked it up on Google Maps to see where it was. Turns out it was only a 15-minute walk from our restaurant. Me being the kind of person I am, I had to at least go look. So, after convincing my girlfriend with at least two bottles of sake, I got her to agree to go. By the time we left the restaurant, it was fairly late, and there were practically no people left on the street at all. It was kind of creepy seeing such an interactive city abandoned like that. It kind of made me feel like the machines were the only ones awake, and that they were watching us in a way. The GPS told us to turn down a narrow alleyway between two towering skyscrapers. At first, my girlfriend didn't want to enter, but then we saw these colorful flashing lights from down the alley. Incredibly intrigued, I took the lead and started to maneuver between the buildings. It was so narrow that you had to constantly avoid pipes and AC units in order to fit your way in. It seemed odd that anyone would put anything back there. The further in we got, the more annoyed my girlfriend got with me. But once we got to the center, I think she was even impressed. Perpendicular to the alleyway we were walking down was another alley along the backs of the two buildings. There were at least five vending machines back there, which I thought was just so weird, because who would ever use those? But once we approached them, I sort of started to understand. One of them was totally full of these weird hentai movies and fetish stuff, and the other one had used women's panties in it. We weren't exactly sure if these were the ones from the Reddit post, though, because it seemed like we weren't exactly on the coordinates yet. Then, around the side of this machine that had household items like trash bags and duct tape, we saw a little crevice. I saw that there was a way to squeeze behind the machine and get back there. Once I did, I found a vending machine all by itself, in the dark. It was a surprisingly high-tech looking machine, all white with red light glowing out of the front of the glass. At the top of it, there was the face of the deceased emoji, just like the one from the post. It was full of just random used items with basic white labels on them. Things like a set of car keys, gloves, a videotape. Only they were selling for astronomically high prices. Then once I started translating the Japanese, the names of the items shocked me to my core. They were all apparently used in murders. The car keys, for example, were listed as keys used in Akihabara massacre. The gloves were listed as evidence from an unsolved local murder. And the tape just said footage of 10 murders. There were even these white bags listed as human ear and human eyeball inside it as well. I thought it had to be some kind of fake fetish crap that a sick collector would buy, because there was just no way that they could keep this machine under wraps. So I examined it a little bit and took some photos of the items, and noticed what looked to be a lens of a camera there was a little red light blinking from behind the mouth. I then jumped back as my pants started to buzz. I pulled out my phone and saw I had received a text message from a number that was all zeros. The message was totally in Japanese and said, "Thank you for visiting the machine of death and dying. You will not speak of this machine to anyone, or this machine will contain parts of you in it as well." I shuddered and dropped the phone. We ran out of the alley as fast as we could and straight back to our hotel room. And the next day, headed straight back to the US, cutting our trip a week short. I haven't spoken to anyone about this machine until now, but I just can't stand feeling guilty for the people that the evidence in there has harmed. I'm posting this from a local library, so my IP address won't be tracked by the company. God knows what they would do to me if they found out I released this information. I just had to get this off my chest somehow, though. So please, if you're ever in Akihabara, Japan, do not find the Japanese vending machine at the coordinates included in the description.